It was the third person, however, who drew his attention. Elias strode directly up to the Emperor and fell to one knee, bowing his head. Hedgebot, having no such manners, adjusted its footing on his shoulder and pulsed blue, letting Elia know the most powerful man in the galaxy posed no threat. No physical threat, anyway. "Your Majesty," Elia said, "it is an honor to meet you, sire. Captain Elia Nevers, at your service." That's what a person said to an emperor, right? That's what they said in the books he'd read, and in the holovids he'd seen. Although he'd never been taught how to behave in front of royalty, the words he'd rehearsed seemed appropriately deferential. The fleet served at the will of the Salarian Empire, and the Emperor was in charge of said empire. Technically, this man was his boss's 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 boss, or some such thing. "The pleasure is all mine, Captain," said Emperor Aerys V. "Please, please stand. Enough of this bowing and scraping. I've read reports of your exploits, both your own and those written by your admiral here. You've had quite the adventure these past couple of months." Elia pushed himself to his feet. Hedgebot adjusted its weight again, skipping to his other shoulder, which drew a smile from the Emperor. Instead of commenting on the bot, however, he raised his eyebrows at Elia as he waited a response. "It's been, well, never boring, to say the least, Your Majesty." Elia glanced at Minister Aganaki, whose glare had softened to a passive animosity. Maybe it was better to call it disdain. The head of the Ministry of Xeno Affairs was a cunning, prickly bureaucrat, and he didn't like Elia, or anyone, marking up his territory. "Never boring?" The Emperor laughed, stepping forward and clapping Elia on the shoulder. The man was huge, as tall as Admiral Miaru, and appeared to be just a few years older than Elia himself. It was incredible. The best physicians in the galaxy, and the cybernetic studs embedded in his skin, extended his life well beyond what should have been possible. Some said the Emperor was approaching his bicentennial. "Spoken like a true starfighter. Is it true all you pilots are adrenaline junkies?" Elia grinned. "Most of us, Your Majesty." "It's been decades since I've flown a starfighter. I used to enjoy it, but I was never a very good pilot. As my father always said, don't waste your time doing things you aren't good at, unless you love them. And one usually leads to the other." The Emperor wrapped an arm around Elia's shoulders and pulled him into a whispered conference. He could practically hear the veins pop in Aganaki's forehead as the Emperor turned his back on the man. Elia felt a wide smile spread over his face. This must be driving the minister crazy. "Now, I hear you face down the Overmind herself," Emperor Aerys whispered, meeting his eyes with two golden orbs. This close, Elia could see nanites swimming in his irises. The tech in his body must have cost more to maintain than a fleet warship. "What was that like?"
"I've never seen Overmind X in person, Your Majesty. I've flown against your lieutenant a couple of times now, the mutant. That's who I was chasing when your ship jumped into the system."
"Ah, I wondered about that. My pilot's precaution wouldn't allow us to drop out of hyperspace any closer to the asteroid field than that. We were lucky you were there. But the Overmind, you spoke to her, yes?"
"In a way, sire, yes. When I was infected by the Krill parasite, it established some kind of mental connection with her. She showed me things." He shivered, writhing involuntarily in the Emperor's grip. "Her ancient fight against the Telos, who she calls the enemy, her mission to gather her inheritance, the prime relics the Telos left behind, and how she was separated from the Queen Mother. Somehow, the explosion that ended the Krill War gave birth to her, or gave her sentience. I'm not really sure which." The Emperor bobbed his head.
"We always feared the peace was temporary."
"You did?"
"Of course, son. Why do you think I founded the Ministry of Xeno Affairs in the first place? Their mission is to put an end to the Krill War once and for all, through superior intelligence about the Xenos."
Elia nodded. He didn't agree with their methods, but their goal was the same as the fleet's. It was why he'd gone along with Aganaki to help him find the Chronicle, even after the things the minister had done to him.